Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Temple of Healing Waters Morning Dew Prayer Line. This morning I'll be reading my scripture from Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Here we are again. Humble in spirit and grateful in our hearts, we gather together on one accord to place our petition before you. But we know that you're the only true and living God, and there's no other God or no other thing or no other spirit that we will bow down to and that we can give glory. There's no one mightier than you, holier than you, greater than you, and more righteous than you, Father. Oh God, we thank you. We love you. Praise you. We honor you. Father, we pray that you search our hearts this morning. And anything in our hearts that's not like you, we pray that you cast it out. Forgive us of every sin, every thought of sin, of anyone we offended, God. Forgive us of any omission of sin and any acknowledgement that we partook of sin. Forgive us. Just wash us. We want to be right in our spirits. We want to be clean in our hearts as we come before you. We want you to hear our prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We don't take for granted who you are. We don't take for granted what you have done for us and what you're doing for us. We don't take for granted that you're God Almighty. We thank you, God. We love you. We appreciate you. We lift you up. Oh, God, we adore you. We carry you with us in our hearts and our minds, everywhere we go. We tell of your goodness and of your mercy. Thank you, Father. You kept us all week long. Thank you, Father. You looked over us in the name of Jesus. How you sent the spirits of angels to encamp around us and to be with us. Even as we slumber and as we sleep, and as we go about our daily duties of life, we thank you, Lord, how you covered us in the and as how you covered us in the various places of our travel. Lord, we thank you. How you covered us, even God, as we entered into the courtrooms, into the hospital rooms. Father, we know that you're there. We know, Father. We thank you, and we love you for that. We pray this morning. We pray this morning, God, for our children. God, we believe in the word, your word. As we train up our children, Lord God, touch their minds and cover them. So they go through so much in these days of evil, Father, in the name of Jesus. You see and you know that our children can't even go to school in peace. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, they can't even settle an argument in a peaceful way. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we need you. We need you, Lord, to move in a mighty way. We need you, Lord, to cover them in a mighty way. Oh, God, keep their minds stayed on you. And even those who don't even know you, Father, send a soul to speak to them and tell them of your goodness and your mercy. Our children need to know you. They don't need to know that Christmas is just gift-giving, oh God, and gift-getting. They need to know the true meaning of Christmas, oh God, and that our Savior was born. That is the reason, Father, we celebrate this season. Our children, some don't even know it. Don't even know who Christ is. Help us, Father. Help us to go into the highways and into the byways and tell our children, oh God, of our Savior Jesus Christ and who you are and how mighty you are and how loving you are and how you love us, Father, in the name of Jesus. That each and every one of our children know who you are, Father. Oh, in the name of Jesus, help us, oh God. Word our mouths, oh God. Send them our way that we might teach them and that we might be before them to teach them of your goodness and of your love. They need to know, Father. So many of our children don't know who you are and how mighty you are and how loving you are, God,
in the name of Jesus. Make the way, Lord God. Make the way, Lord. Send the harvest. And we'll teach them and tell them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're going to the hospital rooms for the little children last week and don't know who you are, but don't even know why they're suffering in their bodies. Send us, Lord, with your word in our mouth, that it may flow from our bellies like living water, Father, in the name of Jesus. Send us in the poor neighborhoods and in the neighborhoods that are less fortunate, oh God, and even in the neighborhoods where there are mansions, oh God, mansions on hills, Lord God, everywhere. Send us, even those children don't know who you are. Help us, God. Send the harvest, that we may teach them and tell them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We love to have them as great leaders, Father, to tell others of your goodness, great kingdom keepers, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your word, God, let your word flow in their hearts. We ask these things in the name of Christ Jesus. Our children need you. Our children need you like never before in these days of evil, Father. They need to know that you're God Almighty. You need to know who Jesus is. They need to know of his love. They need to know of his salvation, Father. In the name of Jesus, help our children on the campuses where they're shooting and killing each other in the streets like dogs. Rebuke the enemy everywhere, Father. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the spirit of evil. In the name of Jesus, our children need you, Lord. We can't. The parents can't even go to work without worrying and wondering what's going on in the schools and, oh, God, and what's going on in the buses as they travel to the schools, Father. Our children need you, Lord. Oh, God, we need your spirit to be in our principals and in our superintendents and our board of education. We need you, Lord. We need you in our building engineers, Father, that cover the buildings and take care of the buildings. We need you in the spirit of the teachers, Lord God. Oh, be upon them if they want to allow you in them. Be upon them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Our children need you, Lord. This morning we pray. Oh, God, in the bus drivers, Lord, touch the minds and the hearts of the bus drivers, Father. Rebuke accident, oh, God. Rebuke death in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Have mercy, Father. Those children need you. They're suffering at the hands of adults. Those children need you, Lord. They need you. Some can't even go home peaceably. They're being abused and misused and manipulated and trained in the evil way. Those children need you, Lord. Oh, help us, Father. Help us to do better. Help us to be living examples before them. Touch the heart of those that hurt and harm our children. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help us to train them up in the way, and then the way is your way, God, in the name of Jesus. And no matter where they go or where they are, they'll never forget you, and they'll know who you are. Convict their hearts as an attempt. Any evil, oh God, in the name of Jesus, rebuke the enemy, Lord, the spirit that would kill, the spirit that would destroy, the spirit that would cause mischief and bullying, rape, and Lord God, anything that is evil that would come against them, that they may even have a chance to grow up to be young adults and adults, God. We need you for our children on the trains and in the subways. Oh, God, our children need you, Father. But we pray this morning. We intercede on their behalf. Our children are being sent to prison. Oh, God, even at young ages, we're doing senseless and evil things that we know that is only the spirit of evil, oh, God, that caused them to do these things. And it will come into their hearts to even speak evil and foul language, God. Teach our children. Help us to gather our children together and teach them. Teach them how far we've come in you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Even help them to respect our leaders. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. To bow down and pray and seek your face for their answers, God. Oh, help them to come together on one accord. And we pray that prayer be placed back into the schools. Oh, God, we need you. We need your spirit to move. In a mighty way. We need you to move by your power, Father, in a mighty way. This morning we pray for our children. Of our children, Father, have mercy. Have mercy on our children. Help them to be safe going to school. Help them to be safe even walking down the streets. oh God, to go out and play about children, Father. The parents can't be everywhere, but you can, Lord God. We trust in you, and we lean on you. And even our children that have been caught up and put into the prison system, oh God, touch their hearts. Speak to them. Help them to receive your word. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. They need you, Lord. They're suffering. Have mercy in the name of Jesus, Lord God. But we put our trust in you. You are our only hope. Help us to educate them. Help us to even educate them on you, Father, and of your word. Help us to be great teachers before them. Oh God, great examples. In the name of Jesus. Help us to train them in the way that they should be. And fill them with your spirit. As many as will receive you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. It's not about fame and fortune and fancy cars and huge homes and houses. It's about you, Lord God. Help us to turn back to you. Help us to teach them how to fast and pray, how to humble themselves and seek your face. Help us to teach them how to be kind and how to be merciful and loving. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray that the children that are hungry and don't even have shoes or clothes, help us that have to help them, Father. Show them love and tell them of your love and goodness. God, in the name of Jesus, to give them favor. Show them how to be friendly. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for the mind to love our children everywhere. Everywhere in the world, Lord God, and where there's one that needs you, send your help, send your angel of mercy, moved by your power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. These things we pray this morning. We pray in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for joining Pastor Chad Carlton and the Prayer Warriors and the Temple of Healing Waters Morning Dew Prayer Line. Please join us again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for our daily prayer. Visit our website at www.healinghuo.org or our Facebook fan and group pages, Healing H2O, for current news and events. We would like to hear from you, so please email us your testimonies and your prayer requests at www.healinghuo.org and join us every Wednesday at 7 on our Wednesday Bible study on our Facebook pages at www.healinghuo. Be encouraged and look on our children and cover them and watch them and teach them. And have a wonderful and blessed day. Bye-bye for now.